It's almost like it's a community tradition, clearly, after 55 years. But it is. It's something that brings the whole community together. We've always talked about how many volunteers are required to pull it off, how many people are willing to open up their homes or their buildings or share 2 to 5 hours of their life coming on to help us help people cross the streets or spread cheer in one way or another. So it really is something that I think the whole community takes part in and appreciates.
And this year is so special because the 250th. And it's a true colonial experience. And we have an army of people coming out. People are volunteering. We put the word out. People are showing up at the store. And today, after the program, we're going back and assemble programs. And we have an army there, and it's going to be great.
We do. It's like an 85-page tour booklet, maybe 80-page tour booklet this time around. It's not unlike our USO tour booklet, which if anybody got to come to our
the
80th anniversary at World War II event. Yes. I think, we sat there and we kind of plugged in little pieces of history and little pictures and images. So this tour book is kind of peppered with local history because, as Debbie said, the 250th, the birthday of our nation, of course, and really reflecting back on the colonial history that has made Fredericksburg, it's really been our backbone for so long in terms of the pride of our community. And actually, we even have a letter from George Washington that he wrote to the citizens of Fredericksburg that's included, that's actually down at our historic court records or what have you. But Bill Shorter, thank you, and Gary Stanton there had turned me on to it. So we've included a letter from George Washington wishing the best for the residents of the city of Fredericksburg in there as well.
Really?
Yes, it's fascinating stuff that we've uncovered. And so I don't know how many people I'm a total nerd, so I don't know how many people have been watching the Ken Burns series or not, but we've essentially, and there's so many different threads, you know, there's so many different stories, how many people were around and fighting and one way or another, but we have some talks on loyalists and merchants here in town. There's some talks on indentured servants. There's things that are focused on the indigenous people in the area, and we're taking all of the stories that we know are national history, and just like our slogan, Virginia's history is national history, but Fredericksburg's history is national history. And so we're really proud and excited to share some of these tidbits and how it connects to places on the ground in our city that you pass every day.
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about, we have these great reenactors, because I know it's a great experience when you can actually see history in the making. And we have Jay Harrison as President James Monroe.
He's so good at that.
Oh, isn't he wonderful?
Yes,
he's going to be there the entire weekend, and he's going to be at our cocktail party for the tour, which will be at Historic Smithfield, which is the Fredericksburg Country Club. And it's going to be wonderful because we have Norman Voss, who is going to actually be performing a colonial song, which is going to be extraordinary.
Yeah, written by George Whedon,
actually.
Again, local history gone, something great. And who else?
Yes, we have Governor Spotswood, and he is from Germanna, and he is absolutely amazing when he comes out and talks. And, you know, and we have young George Washington, Ryan Williams, who was just on PBS, and he's going to be talking about young George going off for his first job as a surveyor, which is amazing. And we're going to have all of these people. It's going to be sort of like dinner and a show and a tour combined for that evening.
It's really special.
Yes, it's very, very special. But this year's tour is most special because we're going to have colonial children's games. Mm-hmm. We're going to have things for adults. We have a wonderful ghost tour by Kim Harmon that you can do. It's so many activities that you can do, and the decorations are absolutely amazing. I think we're better than the Williamsburg.
We're blowing it out this year.
We are blowing it out.
We're in the town colonial. That's what I like.
Just
we
say that.
And as
it's
you say, the children's
experience.
Thing, that's important to let people know that we are actually for 12 and under, they're free this year. You know, in the past, when we've had private homes that have been open, not all the time have small children been excited to go, but we're really hoping because we're including a lot of the 18th century sites that are already museums, but also, you know, we really want to share some things with the kids here and get them excited about it too. So that's something important.
And I did want to touch on Norman Voss because he did two wonderful videos for us for a candlelight tour, and he is absolutely amazing, and I hope people will come out and see him. He's going to be in colonial costume as well, and it's just amazing that the people that are actually going to be in costume this year. Now, we're going to have Richard Johnson in That's another colonial stop. Lewis store will be open, mm-hmm. and we're mm-hmm. turning it back just as it was in colonial times.
That's right. Interpreters from the Rappahannock Colonial Heritage mm-hmm. Society will be stocking and staffing and stocking the Lewis store. So, it'll be really magical, I think.
Yes, colonial dancers. St. George's is opening up their church. Mm-hmm. The children are going to be singing.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And I think that's wonderful because Christmas is so much about children, and to have them perform, how lucky we are.
In the past, the Candlelight Tour has been private homes. And I was telling you before the show, I have great memories over the years of being on some of the Park Service programs on this particular weekend. And you would, as you were during the day or early evening, you'd see people, you know, waiting in line at historic homes, private homes. You've changed that up this year, which is really exciting.
We have indeed, yes. All 18th century sites. And we certainly have Mary Washington House, James Monroe Museum, St. George's Church, Richard Johnston Inn. So that's a privately owned property there. If no one has rented and stayed a night at that beautiful bed and breakfast, we highly recommend. It's gorgeous. They've opened it up for us. And we're in the Silversmith House, which other people may know as the Fredericksburg Center for the Creative Arts down on Sophia Street. But I will say we've kind of flipped the script over at the Richard Johnston Inn as well. You will enter from the back door. So that you get to go in as almost like servants would, but you would come through the kitchen L. We have a stop in the kitchen L, and then you go in kind of backwards there and throughout the outside there. But that house was completed construction in 1776, dead on. In fact, in my entire life as an architectural historian, I have never found a date of completion, like a legit actual day. But evidently, there's a lawsuit that went on over the man who built it versus the people who did not pay them yet. And he actually said, I completed work on that property on the 20th of October, 1776. So anyway,
wow.
So it's a legit exact, it's really fabulous. And so many special little details about all these places that maybe even the some that you think you knew that actually we're relearning and rediscovering, because even if you've been on a tour of James Monroe or you've been on at the Lewis store before, this is a completely different way of looking at it. And we're certainly bringing a lot of new research and perspectives to it that have not been there before. So it will be different indeed.
And we're so excited about having the evening tour at Historic Smithfield, which is the Fredericksburg Country Club, because there's so much history there. It started Colonial Fort, and then it went to the Richard Brooke family, and then the Pratt family. And it was also used as a hospital by both North and South during the Civil War. So it's an incredible amount of history. The architecture is absolutely wonderful, and it's decorated superbly.